To get back to your Shador question, you asked about what he was. I'm not going to say the term that you put out there, the interception to touchdown ratio or the completions to incompletions ratio. I'm not doing camp stats. I got to be above something. I got to stand for something, damn it. I know I'm the biggest clown at the circus, but damn it, I'm not going
to
do that.
I thought you'd be rearing it ready to go after the two perfect passes.
No.
One, I don't know how he thread the needle. I don't care whether he would have been sacked or not. How he thread the needle yesterday. And then, you know, everything else was very close to the line of scrimmage. So I'd like to see, I did ask, like, would you like to see it open up a little bit more? Or do you think you have to run the offense? You have to prove to the coach you're not going to put the ball in harm's way a bunch.
Well, he did have like a 30-yard pass towards the back of the end zone.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Doesn't that count?
Yes. Oh, 100%. Okay. I'm saying, though, of the nine, there were only two of them that even had the chance to be really special, and I thought they both were, whether he was going to be sacked or not.
Well, you're only going to get a couple of opportunities. You better make the most of those opportunities, and apparently he did. So I can't really take much out from him. Plus, you got to remember, who was he throwing to? I mean, you kind of made a mention that he's...
Salmonella.
All right, Baskin, you want
to number 87? I'm sorry, it's Sal Canella.
I think it's the death of comedy.
It's Sal Canella. And then the other one starts with an L.
This was a good show at one point, and you just ruined it.
You just jumped the shark.
You're the Fonz.
I think my eyes deceived me there, because it looks like Salmonella. It's Sal Canella.
If you were a caller right now, I'd be doing silent game with you.
Okay, yeah, it's Sal Canella. I'm looking right now.
So he's... Yeah, you deserve it.
It's not Salmonella. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I feel bad. Well, some of these guys at camp, I can't keep up with them. There's so many different players. They come in. They're there for a day. Hello.
They got 90 of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys out there.
You keep it up. It's going to be Carmen and Volnick in the morning. I'm not going to stick you at night. You got to be entertaining to be at night. I don't know where I'm going to put you. Don't say it again. I know what you're thinking, and don't you say the word again.
And then you help me out.
Here we go.
Gage Larvidane. Gage Larvidane.
I think it's Gage.
It's a Key and Peele skit all of a sudden.
Larvidane. Okay, this is actually... Okay, now you're going somewhere with it.
He's 5'8", and he had a nice catch.
Okay.
South Carolina.
So you also got to remember who he's throwing to. What do you stop laughing at him? Your gut's just going to encourage him.
Because now I'm just seeing.
Stop it.
I'm
he
just seeing.
Me off so much at the beginning of the show.
He did.
I'm just seeing Key and Peele go, Blake Whitehart.
Blake Whitehart sounds like a wrestler on NXT.
Salmonella.
Gage
Laverdani.
Wide receiver, South Carolina.
D'Artagnan Tinsley. Damn it.
See, even you couldn't resist.
I'm not doing wordplay on Sal Canella's name. Damn it, now you got me almost doing it.
Number 42,
Sal Canella's name.
Easton Macadamia Nut Arnold.
Okay, can I just say this before we get back to this Class A disaster?
Go Flacicio.
Let me go back.
Quarterback. Delaware.
Let me get this thing back on the track for the
Can
love
I
of God.
Can I do the one from Colorado
Stop
State,
it.
The cornerback?
Yeah, whatever, fine. This thing's already gone to hell.
Jigazazi Azanuzium.
Almost dumped you.
That's what it is. Chigozie, number 35.
Is this on offense or defense?
This
is
defense. Ozzie Newsom in there, too.
I did
also
say.
A Brown.
I named two players, and one's a great. Number 35, Kenny.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
All right. There you go. Okay.
You gonna do Lamarion James?
No, we're gonna move on.
Right.
Ethan.
I think it's Lamarion James. Okay. Winston Reed, you know that
name.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
You know Winston, big
one.
Win.
The command
big hit win.
Of that name.
I love the name Winston. All right. Can I go
ahead
on with this now?
Yes, let's a serious show.
This is gonna be true football nitty gritty stuff. You might even want to hit that if you want to. This is real nits and grits. It's not just about Shador. as I was trying to make the case 18 minutes ago before you guys started going in on names over here, is that you also have to take into account who he's throwing to. Am I expecting to get an entire route tree out of Sal Cannella? I don't think I necessarily am. So if I'm only going to run so many things, then I can only throw to so many different routes. So if it's 3 yard outs or something like you just said, then I guess it's 3, 5, 7 yard outs. If it's drag routes across the middle for 6 yards, then it's drag routes across the middle for 6 yards. I can only throw to who's out there. If it were Jerry Jeudy, yeah, Jerry Jeudy can run any route on the tree. That's why Jerry Jeudy was a first round pick. That's why Jerry Judy's our number one wide receiver. If it were any of the big names we've had in the past, Odell, Jarvis, you name it, then we would have done it. But with a lot of these other guys, it's like, hey, I don't know exactly what routes that they can run. I don't know. They know. But they can only trust him for so much. So there is a little bit of give and take. I can't just say, well, Shador isn't really great with the offense or Shador's behind or anything like that. Everybody just wants to do that because it fits our arguments. You also have to see who he's throwing with. And if he was thrown to ball boys, like what Terrell said, yeah. Well, ball boys aren't able to run really any of the routes. So take this all into account, guys.
Supposedly yesterday he had two groupings, Shador did, with the threes and one with the twos. So they're mixing in a few more opportunities with the twos. Do you think it's going to be incumbent on Stefanski to get him with the ones now? It seems like they're very hesitant to do that.
Yeah, of course they're hesitant to do that because the media is there every single day. And if he gets snaps, I don't think it's going to happen this week. Now, I don't think they should just not have him play with the ones because of the media. But if he goes with the ones, like there is a lot of the stuff that's being said, I think it, and this is even myself, when I'm saying the media is there, I think that that's overrated. I think the whole, well, they needed to humble Shador Sanders. I think being a fifth round pick is unhumbling enough to Shador Sanders. I don't think that he needs to be humbled. So the whole, they humbled him. They don't need to humble him. So that, I think, is overrated. I think they're just trying to follow a pecking order. Joe Flacco now has to take more reps. Joe Flacco will work with the ones. Joe Flacco doesn't have time for a lot of twos and threes and fours and things like that. Dylan Gabriel is probably next in line, I would imagine, because they love where his headspace is. Dylan Gabriel might get some reps with the ones, but will usually work with the twos. And Shador Sanders will get what's left, probably some work with the twos and the threes and so on and so forth, because Kenny Pickett's not available to you. It's only fair. And when we get to the joint practice next week, if he goes up, plays well against Carolina on that Wednesday, and then goes into the preseason game against Carolina on Friday and actually conducts himself and the offense really well, then maybe he'll get a crack with the twos as time goes on. But they're going to take this nice and slow. They're going to make sure. Because I think we're not, if we're talking about all the clouds and things that get involved into this that really don't matter, if I'm going to say anything on Shador's behalf, which I don't have to, but I will, is I do think that being that humbling experience of a fifth round pick could have an effect on a guy. So you were supposed to be a first-round pick to a lot of us in the media. You become a fifth-round pick in real life. That can have a really damaging effect. So if you go out there with the ones, you got Myles Garrett buzzing the tower and all the other stuff like that, yeah, that can be a little bit scary for guys. So they're going to bring him along nicely, and so far, I'm fine with that. Absolutely fine with it. Do you have anything else you got to say about names and Shador and all the other stuff? Turn the microphone on.
I'd like to see him with the ones a little bit.
Here's Cool Ray in Bedford. Hello, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, man? Yo, I got something really, man. I disagree with you 100% right now, man. Because that humbling comment, that is what's bringing up all this tension with these racist comments. Like, why should he have to be humbling? Like, that's crazy. Like, we see that he's not getting reps with the first team.
But I said, whoa, hold on. I said he needs to be humbled?
You saying by him being, he should have been a first round pick, he should be humbling by being a fifth round pick, and it had nothing to do with his talent.
So he dropped to the fifth round. It had zero to do with his talent.
How do you become the second best quarterback in the draft after college? Never touched the football. And then you drop to the fifth after that. So that had nothing to do with a skill set. Now, we can argue why he dropped that far. But don't say he should be humbled.
How could he not? How could you not be humbled by the experience of falling all the way to the fifth round? How could you not?
Okay, you could be, but look what's happening to him. You're making an argument right now that what he's
I'm arguing, Kure, I'm arguing for Shedeur Sanders this whole time.
But he's not even having an opportunity to play with the first rounders or the first team.
Okay.
And then we're saying that what he's doing, because who he's throwing to really shouldn't matter until the joint practices. No. If it's a true competition, no matter who he's throwing to.
It's not a true competition.
So no matter who he's throwing to, shouldn't we be looking at his productivity? If he's out, if he's throwing lasers, if he's dropping the ball where it's supposed to go, isn't that what we should be looking at?
You're addicted to the – how many arguments do you have a day about Shedeur Sanders? I want to know.
Me?
Yes.
Me? I have – listen, this argument –
How many arguments do you get into a day about Shedeur Sanders?
Zero. It's about how
I don't believe you at all.
It's using him.
I don't believe you at all.
It's how it's using him.
It's how they're using him. What are you talking about?
We want to see him with the first team to see if he is.
Who's we?
Getting first. I think the general public would love to see him with. I think I can speak for you guys.
The general public would like to see a lot of things. I think the Browns are bringing him along the right way.
How can you say that if he's not even being seen with the first teamers? Wouldn't you want to see him with the first teamer just in case?
Eventually, I don't need to see him in the first week of practice.
Isn't that what a competition is for?
It's not
in case.
I'm not going to raise my voice and lose my mind here. It's not a competition. This is not a competition. They say a lot of things. I think you probably know by now the Cleveland Browns and all professional sports teams say a lot of things. Do you believe that this is a competition? Are you really going to hold that to them that this is a competition when he's throwing to Sal Canella, a guy who Lyman made fun of the guy's name for five minutes?
I just read it wrong, and I apologized for it.
Is that what you really believe?
As a sports professional who covers the Browns, wouldn't you want to see the best quarterback take the field in week one, regardless of who it could be? So wouldn't you want to see if this guy is ready?
I'm gonna throw him in with the first teamers just because I want to see. I just want to make sure he's ready.
You want to see if the best quarterback take the field? This is why people pay their money.
We cannot
act like this doesn't matter. That fans pay their money to go see the best player take the best players take the field. This was wrong here.
Get into training camp for free.
Do you have anything to say on this?
I just didn't understand why he was so upset about the term humbled. Like Baker Mayfield says, he was humbled by what happened in Carolina
because we are talking to a guy on the phone right now who has a daily argument with many individuals over Shedeur Sanders. There is no way Cool Ray is telling us the truth right now. Owen can't see me right now.
I'd like to hear more.
There's no way this man is telling me. This man is telling me the truth.
I would like to hear more from Cool Ray. Let the guy have a fair shot here on the radio.
I kicked you because you're a bad caller, Cool Ray, not because of anything else.
I wanted to continue the conversation, Owen. I think we'll agree to disagree.
One of the worst segments I've ever done. From the Sal Canella name to the call, one of the worst segments ever.